here. I want him to share first whatever's on his heart.
How much of a, it's almost like you're seeing a stage, what is taking place. It starts out in 13. It says, now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come, that he should depart from this world to the Father, having loved his own, who were in the world, he loved them to the end. And what is this? I was just thinking, I probably read this a number of times, but I didn't realize when, as you go on in this particular chapter, I didn't realize that Judas was still in the room. And Jesus washed Judas's feet. You read in this chapter, I thought that somehow that Judas was out of the picture. But when you read in the Gospel of John, Judas is still here. And then later on in the chapters, Judas leaves the scene. Now, Jesus washed the feet of the person who was going to betray him. I think that would have been the last person that would have washed their feet. To be perfectly honest with you. I mean, it's a dynamic, Pastor Mel. It's just, okay, he could have said, okay, you know, do what you have to do, which he did say. But he was in that room. And Jesus took the time to wash his betrayer's feet. That's unbelievable love. Because Pastor Luke, when Judas came to at the garden, when he brought the guards, he said, friend.
Yeah, sure.
This scripture says he loved them to the end. What is the end of love? He loved them all the way to the end, as far as love could go.
It's just amazing. So, but anyhow, so then I was reading 1 John, the whole epistle of 1 John. So anyhow, I just recommend starting there in 13 and then reading 13, 14, 15, 16, and 17. Okay, that's all one scene. And then when you get to 18, then the passion starts. Then all that takes place, you know. But it's just an unbelievable picture. Jesus is walking through this. I mean, he's there at that Passover supper, you know, and he washes his betrayer's feet. And then he goes on 13, 14, 15, and 16 and 17 is like 200 years of Bible college. All the teaching that is in those particular chapters, you could just read and reread and mull and meditate on and worship. Obviously, worship in those particular number of chapters. So it's interesting. Just real quickly here, in John 17, I wrote down. It's talking about Jesus talking about his relationship with the Father. So I just wrote these down real quick. And this is what Jesus says in 17. Now he repeats himself. I thought, Jesus, you already said that. You know, what happened to his memory? Did he forget that? No. He's giving two witnesses. When the scripture is two witnesses, then you pay attention. So anyhow, so real quickly, this is Jesus' words, kind of encapsulated here in John 17. He says, in my Father's house, no one comes to the Father. He who has seen me has seen the Father. I am in the Father in me, the Father who dwells in me. I am in the Father in me. Another counselor, even the Spirit of truth, the counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send. The counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name. This is a spirit church. This is a spirit filled. I believe we can be a spirit overflowing church. And we have been privileged. First, we were privileged because God saved us, completely undeserved, and yet God saved us, and He has given us of His Spirit. What's that? Pastor Luke always says, "Send the Spirit. Give. What is that? Send your Spirit."
Death is swallowed up in victory. Oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be unto God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. In the German, steadfast seems to have a deeper meaning. It says steadfast. It says standhaft. Be steadfast. Amen.
Oh, it's my turn. Amen. I think, Brother Chick, you were conferring to Lord, pour out your Spirit also. What would you say about that, Dad? You always would pray something like that.
Pour out your Spirit. Fill us with your Spirit. Pour out your Spirit. Because God promised in the last days, I will pour out your Spirit upon all flesh. And so we have the outpouring now, and we will receive the fullness of that promise. God will pour out your Spirit. Amen, amen.
Amen. Give the Lord a hand. Amen. God will. What I have learned from the life of my son Marcus, and so we're going to be developing that, because I believe life is your life is a school. Everything we do, we learn from life, and that's so important. And I Romans, there's so many, you know, when these things happen, there is so many things that I journal. I right away start journaling what I learned when I went through my surgery. I encourage you to do that and journal, because the Holy Spirit speaks so much along these lines. In the last half a year in particular, I have been, songs of the Lord have been going through my mind early in the morning. And as I've been endeavoring to move in the presence of the Lord 24/7, I believe it's possible. How many can say amen? That we can be under the supervision of the Holy Spirit 24/7. And one of the best songs, O Holy Ghost, come in with all your fullness. Fill each part of me till only Jesus shall be lifted up for this dark world to see. I hunger more to be like Jesus. As I journey on my way, I want more of Him and less of me. Anybody else in the house? Anybody else in the house? More of you and less of me. That's what John said, that He may increase and I might decrease.
Let me submit to you. The most problem you have with anyone is self. Could I go a step further? If you have problem with anyone, it's because of I. Because the Bible tells us we must love our enemies. So if you can't handle your enemies, then it's because self is in the way. So the Lord has been, and the Rosemary and I, taken us in this journey, particularly in the last year, that it's all about Him and not about me. I'm just giving you some scripture. I will praise Him. Praise the Lamb for sinners slain. Give Him glory, all ye people, for His blood has washed away each stain. Well, is He big enough to cleanse every stain in you? Amen. Oh, Holy Ghost, come in with all your fullness. That's what I just sang, yeah. Then another one, Your Good, Good Father, is another song I've been singing, you know, through this journey, especially in the last couple of weeks here. Your Good, Good Father, You're still good. And then another one, Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. I've been singing that this past couple weeks, especially the last week. I've been singing, I'm going to bless You, Lord. Yes, let me tell you something. Rosemary and I cried more than we ever cried before. You say, Pastor, did you? Yes. People saying, how are you doing? I'm hurting. That's the truth. You're hurt. You need to tell. Don't be afraid. When you're going through something, say, I'm hurting. I need your prayer. I need a hug. Don't whitewash it. When inside you're hurting, we need to become real, let me tell you, with helping one another. And so Rosemary and I, we've been doing it together, you know. Another one of the most inspirational songs. I just got up this morning and sing it. I go to the rock of my salvation. I go to the stone that the builders rejected. I go to that mountain, and that mountain stands by me. When all around me is sinking sand, on Christ the solid rock I stand. When I need a shelter, when I need a friend, I go to that rock. Anybody else in the house? Come on. You know, it's these things that help us. So Romans 15:13 here has been amazing scripture. I'm just sharing some scriptures here with you, and then I'm going to share with you what I'm starting this process here. I'm walking this out. Romans 15:13. Now may the God of hope. How many can say amen? May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you believe, so that you may overflow, I love this, with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. You know, this journey that Rosemary and I have been on, it's been a journey. All our children, how many can say amen? Their journeys. Everyone is different. We believe that. I love what the Passion Bible says. Now may God, the inspiration and fountain of hope, fill you to overflowing with uncontainable joy and perfect, everybody say perfect. Perfect peace as you trust in yourself? No. As you trust in Him. And may the power of the Holy Spirit, get this, continually surround your life. Oh, I like that. With a super abundance until you radiant true hope. I pronounce that over every one of you in the name of Jesus. Let me tell you, the devil never gets one over God's people. When we have anything happen to us, we run to the Word. I mean, I can say amen to that, because that's our security. Oh, God, help us. Oh, another good one. There are so many songs here, but I haven't just jotting down. I try to, you try to get everything organized. You just put things down as the Holy Spirit throughout the day. You know, He speaks to you when I go walking. He speaks in the middle of my walk. You know, I have to stop, and then, you know, a scripture comes to my mind, and I pluck it in so I don't forget it. I don't know about you, you know. And so so all this is happening here in the last 2 weeks in particular, you know, too. There's another song that just keeps coming back to me. For I was born to be His resting place, a home for the presence of the Lord, so that my life may be separated unto Thee, to be what I was born to be. Emmanuel, Emmanuel, His name is Lord. Emmanuel, He's God with us, revealed in us. His name is Lord. You know, what I have learned and am learning, God has a bigger hand. How many can say amen? That has shown me up so much, Dad. I remember you always telling the story. Hold to God's unchanging hand. You know, that's another good song. Hold to God's unchanging hand. But He said, if you start holding on to His hand, and when you're going through a time, if your hand starts to slip, His hand is there to hold you up. He will not let you slip. I got that picture from Dad here. You know, a father, a true father. I am learning from Marcus the real heart of a father. I am. What a real father is all about. There's so many scriptures, Ephesians 1, 3 through 5 here. Blessed be the God and the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. See, where are you living? I'm not just living here on this earth. I'm seated together in heavenly places. When the storms come. Oh, another song comes to it. Till the storm passes over. Till the thunder sounds no more, till the skies, from the sky, keep me safe, let me stand in the hollow of Your hand. How's it go? Keep me safe till the storm passes by. How many can say amen? Hey, that's what He does. You better believe it. Heavenly Father, according as He has chosen us before the foundation of the world. I realize I'm in His thoughts before I was ever born. Even before He created everything, I was with Him. Wow. I'm learning these things. Oh, there's so much. God orchestrates things according to His holy and wise will. He always sees the bigger picture. Okay, do you believe in Him? Oh, no, God. No, not this. I can't go. No, this person is too mean to me. I can't. No, no, no. Hey, we all say it, don't we? He always, God does. See, that's why I trust in him. He sees the bigger picture. He sees things I can't see. All right? Everything, he sees the bigger picture, and everything he does is with eternal values in mind. Okay, now as we have been walking through this with Marcus here, I cannot believe from around the world. You know, thank God for modern technology. And let me just praise God for that. If it's used right, I mean, say amen to that. But people calling from Africa, texting from Philippines, Mexico, South America. Oh, my. It's amazing. Brownstown. All over the world, right here. Oh, I'm cutting and pasting them, the things that they've said, and encouraging them. You know, we need to do that all the time. I tell you what, it's helping me to love on one another more than I've ever done before. Yeah. And so, eternal values unto you, he speaks, and you and I saw his divine will and sovereignty. It's manifested in the universe. He always uses his holy and wise will. Now get this. I can help you to leave you with one thing this morning. Everything God does is according to his holy and wise will to accomplish his perfect and divine plan that he had for you and I before the foundation of the world. Let me tell you, it pays to put your trust completely in an eternal God and Father. Surrender it completely. And don't bellyache and make, I'm thinking of Sister Mabel, you know. Quit bellyaching. When things don't go right. Oh, my. There's so much. Psalms 121 here has been a tremendous. My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to slip. Your protector will not slumber. Indeed, the protector of Israel does not slumber nor sleep. The Lord protects you. The Lord is a shelter right by your side. The Lord is right by your side. Really? Why don't we begin to believe that? You know, I feel sorry for so many people that call themselves Christians and are worrying and fretting and doubting and living in despair and despondency. This is another thing I've learned. How can you and I have a right to believe to set people free from addictions, drug addiction, alcohol addiction, pornography? How do we, as believers, have a right to say, God sent them free when we're not set free from worry, frustrations, doubting, and unbelief? That's the works of the flesh. Boy, I am seeing something. So God help us to live in the Spirit. And do not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. That's the problem with any addiction. Tell you what, I am having people coming. I had someone sit in my office here just the other day. And for an hour and a half, I listened to him. He was in the drugs and all that. And he said, I'm clean, thank God, for 7 years. But something happened that I wanted to go back and start that all over again. Pastor, I'm here with you. I'm not going to go back. I said, how can I help you? And I listened for an hour and a half. And he gave me some of the most wisdom I've ever received from an addict. I wrote a lot down. I'm going to be sharing a lot. Anybody who has problems, we need to let them share their hearts. He said, that's one thing that is a problem in families and in the community. You don't let people share their hearts. Hear the Holy Spirit. He's the comforter. In Jesus' name. We want to tell them. I'm a pro at that, man. I know how to tell it right. I've been through Bible school. I've been pastoring for 50 years. And now I know how to tell you how it should be. I have that feeling at times. You say, Pastor, do you? Yes, I do. But I am discovering the more we listened. And then we get God's perspective of things instead of what we. Now, here's another thing. I want present-based ministries. These are things. What is present-based ministry? What is it? Let me share with you if I could. How do you want to be present 24/7? Guiding others and practicing sensitivity and submission to the presence and the direction of Jesus. Abiding, you want to help people set people free? Here it is. Abiding moment by moment in the strength, the peace, wisdom, life, and love of His person. Surrendering all discernment, conversations, attitudes, opinions, plans, actions, reputation, and authority to Christ. Authority and purpose. I'm here to tell you what I'm learning. When you keep your mouth shut and you open yourself up to the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, what do you want me to say or just keep my mouth shut? And listened, there opens up an entirely different authority. It's called God's kingdom instead of your kingdom. I'm going to say amen. Being present, and this is what I leave with you here, being present 24/7 with the awareness that God, you're in control of this in my life. You're in control of my talking. You're in control of everything. And I'll allow you to work. Show me. Because what I have learned and what I am learning is that anytime we have confrontation or we confront, you either do two things and you get anxious. You get frustrated. Now, that's not of God. Anxiousness. Now, sensitivity to the Spirit. Discernment. Let me tell you. What I'm discovering, I have to walk at peace. Perfect peace casts out all fear. Oh, really? You mean I can live that way? Yes. Perfect peace. You don't have to fear anything. What a place to be at. I have not quite arrived there yet. Okay, I want you to know. But I am pressing towards that mark. How many can say amen? We're pressing towards that mark. But when I realize that anxiety and that frustration, then God help us, most of us people live there, so-called believers. Oh, be anxious for nothing. How many say, let's go there? Let's go there in Jesus' name. We'll learn it together. Why don't you show me that? Okay, this one. Why don't you show me that, and I'll show you it, and we'll work out our own salvation with fear and trembling, because it is God who worketh in you, what? Both to will and to do a what? His good pleasure. Just a few things, if I can do, to bring this to a close this morning. What I've learned from the life of Marcus, take time with your family. Family is very important. Learn to put other things aside. I'm there right now. If I get a call from my wife, I tell folks, she's first. My family, I'm telling you, I say, I'm sorry here. And we got to use discreet. It's very discreet in whatever, though. But I tell folks, my wife comes first. 24/7. She needs to know that, because I haven't done it that way in the past, but I'm changing. Life is more important than things. Family and friends matter. That without a personal relationship with, first of all, Jesus Christ, you're going to have problems. 24/7 relationship with Jesus Christ, the Lordship of Jesus Christ. There's three submissions that God is showing me. Number one, submit to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, encouraging everyone. Mark, you were saying there, you know, until you get someone's heart changed, all you do is keep on arguing. You know, and Jesus said, find an area you can agree in and just stay there. Don't argue. You're never getting nowhere. Trust me. You just let the Holy Spirit say the right words. Ask the right questions, you know. Lordship of Jesus Christ, number two, you know, and number two is submitting to those over you in the Lord, and then submitting yourself one to another in the fear of the Lord. And I'm asking children, I'm asking, you know, I tell you what, it is amazing. When there's a problem in the family, get the family together and say, you know, this is what we started to do. I mean, it's life-changing. When Rosemary and I have little problems and the children are there, they see it. Well, son, daughter, or family, what can mom and I do better so that we don't have this problem? I tell you, it's transforming. Our children can give us a lot of wisdom. And grandchildren. Amen. They see it. And I tell you what. God is, it's a different way of doing things, but that's what I'm learning. You know, we should not argue in front of our children. If we have a problem, we say, hey, kids, come around here. Mom and Dad have a problem here. And then talk about the problem, because we need to help one another. We need to go in church. We need to do this. Hey, we have a problem here. Let's talk about it. Don't be afraid to avoid the main problem. So important. Okay, let's see if we can bring this to you. There's so much here, and I'll be sharing. Be a part of a community. In community, we need to walk in humility. In community, we need to walk in humility, you know, surrendering our lives to Him. The community of God is acting the body of Christ out, you know, every joint supplying. And so there's so much there. Now, one of the, here's Proverbs 17:17. Friends love through all kinds of weather, and families stick together in all kinds of trouble. Families. That's Proverbs 17:17. Stick together in all kinds of. We had to do that. Oh, I love this. Proverbs 27:9. Perfume and incense brings joy to the heart. I get this. Perfume and incense. Smell. I was talking to someone the other day. He's trying to write cologne that matches him, his personality and everything, right? I thought, why do you want to do that? Well, I want to make sure I smell good, you know? Come on. If we do. You know. Perfume and incense brings joy to the heart, and the pleasantness of a friend springs from their heartfelt advice. Can I share? The best thing you can do, and I learned it with Marcus, I'm learning it with my children, is instead of always just giving advice, can I share my heart with you? You ask permission. Folks, we got to bring honor back into the family, honor back into the church. Can I share time? I tell you what, it's getting interesting. You know, when we go God's way, we get God's results. Come on. Amen. We go God's way, we get God's results. And so thank the Lord for that. Okay. Colossians 2. Let me read this here. 2:8. Be careful that no one takes you captive through philosophies and empty deceits based on human tradition, based on the elements of the world rather than Christ. For the entire fullness of God's nature dwells bodily in Christ. And you have been filled by Him. Who? Christ. Really? Every one of you, are you filled with Christ? The fullness of the Godhead dwells in Christ. So if you have been filled by Him, who is the head over every rule and authority, then you have the Godhead living in you. How many want to take that? Hallelujah. The Father, Son, and Holy Ghost lives inside of you because Jesus lives inside of you. Don't get me going, man. I tell you what. Revelation. Understanding. I'm seeing it. Yeah. You were also circumcised in Him with the circumcision not made with hands, putting off the body of the flesh, in the circumcision of Christ, buried with Him in baptism. He goes on to tell us here. Now, communion, Holy Communion. We want to get ready for Holy Communion here this morning. Very interesting. Holy Communion. I want you to know something here as we get ready for Holy Communion. Come to the table. Chick, you give the Lord a hand for what Chick shared this morning. There, wasn't that beautiful? Thank you, Chick. Just bringing it together here. Okay. I want to bless it. Passover celebration, Holy Communion, is amazing for us here today. When God commanded the institution of yearly Passover to be observed with His people, very interesting. He made it an annual cycle celebration of remembrance. At the Passover Seder meal, the Jewish people commemorate an event very important, really, in Egypt when the spirit of the death angel passed over. Okay, get this now. Israeli nations on that night before their great deliverance from their bondage, on that night, they were saved by applying the blood on the doorpost. This event foreshadowed, I want you to know, the coming day when all humanity, you and I know, would be offered deliverance from the slavery of sin and eternal death through the blood of Jesus Christ. Come on. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. And so sadly, we here in the West culture do not understand this, what we're observing here today. We lost the sight of our real roots of faith. How many can say, Lord, we want to get back to Your word. Amen. We want to get back to that understanding of our roots of the faith. And so believers have no idea the meal we come to know as the Last Supper or the Passover Seder. We don't understand that as believers today. And every detail of the traditional Passover, the Seder was filled with messianic symbolism. That's beautiful. That's why we love to go there and help you understand this here. So when you understand Jesus, and thank you, Jake, for bringing us that revelation of Jesus with His disciples and those 13, 14, 15, 16, and 17, he was preparing them for him leaving and going through all this so that they can go and do the works of Christ. Those five chapters there, very interesting. So when you understand this and the biblical narrative comes into real focus, it takes over you. And Leviticus 23 and 5, he says here, it's very interesting. The Passover was to begin at twilight. All right? Concerning the Last Supper, we read also in Mark 14 and 17, when it was evening. Interesting. He came with the 12 at sundown. Okay? Very interesting. So timing is very important. That we understand. Order is very important. And this is the key. Rest. He wanted them to rest. They sat down. You know, and the traditional one is that they lay down around the table. It's just like a little table. They reclined. Rest. Rest is the key. Okay? That he wants us to have rest. Very interesting. It's the main element. And so, God designed order of things. Am I resting as I should? In his eternal plan? Why not? Why aren't you resting? God is showing me something here today. Let me read this. One of the most revolutionary prayers. Prayer for a peaceful spirit. Quiet my raising. Please, Lord, slow me down. Ease my pondering heart. Quiet my raising mind. Steady my hurried steps. Amidst the confusion of my days, grant me the calmness of your peace. Help me to know the truly restoring gift of sleep. Teach me the art of taking time off to slow down, to see the beauty of your creation, to chat with a friend, to read a few lines from a good book. Remind me each day that there is more to life than increasing its speed. It is living each moment with you and for you. Let me look upwards into the branches of a towering oak and know that it grew great and strong because it grew slowly and well. Please, Lord, slow me down. Teach me to be gentle and humble of heart, fearing nothing of this world. As you are my Lord, grant me rest for my soul, now and eternity with you. Amen. Can we say amen? Can we say amen? Can we all say amen to that prayer? Meaning that's our prayer. Now, to be able to climax this morning here, we have Sister Gwynnen with us. I want her to sing. You know, the Lord just brought her this morning. She came, I'm here. I said, I want you to sing something as we take communion. And I want her to come up here. And while we're handing out communion, before we take it, I want her to sing a song, whatever song the Lord may give her. Do you need a mic? Or okay. Oh, okay. She has been a personal friend of ours. She served with an Oral Roberts University. She served with Catherine Kuhlman. And she just came to us the other day as the Lord just brought her path. Isn't that amazing? Give me a hug. The Lord's so good. And Rosemary and I just connected up heart to heart because she just loves Jesus with all her heart. And I just wanted her to sing and this song as we're going to, as soon as we bless, brothers, come on if you could. As soon as we bless this food, and, I mean, the other food we're